You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
U.S. social forum in Detroit and G20 summit in Toronto, a local look. The more than 35,000 participants of the second U.S. social forum held from June the 22nd to the 26th in Detroit, U.S., committed to promote the people's agreement that came out of the World's People Summit on Climate Change and Mother Earth Rights in April in Cochabamba, Bolivia. Popular education on food and climate justice was especially emphasized. The participants of the U.S. forum also highlighted the value of sustainable agriculture as a real solution to climate change. They issued a declaration in support of food sovereignty and of the respect of the production of healthy food. Real World Radio interviewed Friends of the Earth U.S. campaigner Alex Moore while he was attending the U.S. social forum in Detroit. He then traveled to Toronto to follow closely the G20 summit held in that Canadian city on June the 26th and 27th. Moore talked about the summit of the most industrialized nations of the world and demanded these countries to not grant any more subsidies to fossil fuels and to promote clean energy instead. He also demanded developed countries to repay their climate debt to the developing countries. He said that the G20 should implement new ways to reduce speculation in the financial markets, one of the reasons for the current global economic crisis. We also asked more about Friends of the Earth U.S. response to the oil spill of BP in the Gulf Coast. Here's what he said.
So first of all, I would like you to tell us what are the main demands of Friends of the Earth International to the G20 leaders in this summit in terms of the financial and climate crisis.
We would like to see the leaders of the G20 nations follow through on their promise to cut all fossil fuel subsidies. These subsidies should be going to produce clean energy, to pay back the climate debt to the developing world. We would also like to see the G20 move forward with new reforms that reduce speculation through on financial markets and on carbon markets, and raise money for climate justice funds to pay back the climate debt. We would also like to see these nations stop putting roadblocks up in climate negotiations and agree to truly fair climate agreements that address the issues that the developing world is facing.
At the same time, while this G20 summit will take place in Toronto, the U.S. Social Forum is taking place right now in Detroit, and while some of these demands are going to be part of the Social Forum's platform, is Friends of the Earth participating there?
Yes, actually, I'm currently talking to you from Detroit. I'm leaving tomorrow for the G20, but I'm currently at the Social Forum in Detroit.
And where are the events are you are going to, or you, well, you're ready to part in that was organized by Friends of the Earth, U.S. and international?
Several events. We participated in a People's Movement Assembly against the tar sands development. The tar sands is a huge destructive project in Canada. That's the biggest and dirtiest project on Earth and the dirtiest source of oil on Earth. And we're supporting the nations, the First Nations in Canada and Indigenous people and low-income communities across the U.S. and Canada who are fighting back against the tar sands industry and big oil who are destroying their environment. We're also sponsoring and participating in events on the climate debt, on climate justice, opposing carbon markets, and looking for a stronger regulation of the bioenergy field and of genetic engineering and other emerging technologies. So,
okay.
A full plate.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned the dirty fuels, and you are actually a campaigner in dirty fuels at Friends of the Earth U.S.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Friends of the Earth U.S. has been doing in terms of, well, after the BP oil spill in the Gulf Coast, and I saw on your website that you launched this BP10 campaign. Can you tell us about that, and also about, well, generally what Friends of the Earth is doing about to raise awareness about what happened in the Gulf Coast?
Well, we've been working to hold both the BP, the corporation that's polluting the Gulf more than it's ever been polluted before, and hold the politicians as well accountable for allowing BP to regulate itself, allowing BP to go into these dangerous deep water areas to drill without any real regulatory structure. The BP 10 campaign is a campaign where we're calling on all members of Congress to give back their oil and gas industry contributions and donate that money to Gulf Coast cleanup and Gulf Coast relief. We're focusing especially on the BP 10, the 10 politicians who have taken the most money from BP, five members in the House and five members in the Senate, who are really the example of how bad it's gotten, how much money companies like BP are giving to politicians, and all of the bills that those politicians have voted the way Big Oil wanted them to, instead of voting for better environmental and safety regulations.
Also, there was a campaign related to, well, stopping offshore drilling, as Obama was planning on opening up new sections to in the coast to offshore drilling. And, well, after the Congress lifted the moratorium there in 2008, there were also campaigns for that.
We've always opposed new offshore drilling and put out a blistering statement when President Obama move to expand offshore drilling to huge sections of coast where we haven't had it before. It's really putting our coasts at risk for very little environmental or, for a real energy benefit. Since the spill, we've made sure that President Obama hears that the environmental community wants him to reinstate that ban and go further than he has before, stop any new offshore drilling off of our coasts.
Okay. Well, that's basically all. I don't know if you would like to add anything or maybe something related to the forum.
I've been really inspired by the U.S. Social Forum and talking to the frontline communities, indigenous people, low-income people who are being hit hardest by global warming and by the pollution from the dirty energy industry. And I look forward to going to the G20 and talking about what I've heard and standing alongside those communities as we protest and stand up to the G20 countries that have created so much of this. Definitely, it's hanging over everything, the Gulf oil spill. Discussing with people who are impacted by the tar sands, they were all talking about how they see similarities to their experience with the water pollution from the tar sands industry and how it's poisoning people, just like the Gulf oil spill is poisoning people in the environment and wildlife down in the Gulf. I think it's really been a rallying cry for social movements who see that this is just another example of how corporate greed has been put ahead of everything else, and our politicians really need to fix their ways and change, stop taking so much money from Big Oil, and start listening to the people who elected them.
You're listening to Real World News.